A few weeks ago, Tiger, my inner nerdiness started showing up, and for 6 days, glasses were on, notebook stack, and I was bleeding the pen. Tigers, welcome to So What with Scuzz. I'm Scuzz, and this is my Adventure in View Conference 2022 online edition, reminding you because you've made yourself important, I'll take you through my personal and career interest in animation. And I swear to you, it was a complete mafia. You couldn't stop me from taking notes to asking questions in the conference, except you can distract me with pasta. The biggest computer graphics conference for film music, VFX, animation, digital cinema, and now VR to artificial intelligence were shown in Turin, Italy. So I urge you that even if I was not able to visit Italy for now, I'm going to tell you guys what many art and animation conference has done for me, especially View Conference, because that would also mean I also have to tell you how I got my stepping stone in my career in the animation industry. I make animation right now. Outside the podcast and personal studies, I am from the Philippines, and I just didn't know how, as a creative, what am I going to do? And how am I going to work? The usual career choices in my country are nursing, nursing, and nursing. So when I got interested in storyboarding, cartoons, and animation was just full of my childhood, part of me didn't know if it was even practical, because where are the studios? Where are the artists? And when people look at my work, oh, okay, it wasn't taken professionally, like, okay, it's nice. What else, you know? So for me, the View Conference is one of the main events I go to yearly. And last year, Namu, a short VR film, I got to watch this film in this event. And the panel and artists from Studio Baobab discussed how they created the film using Oculus. And you guys can see it too if you have Oculus Quest or Meta Pro. It's free to watch. I'll paste the link to watch Namu for free down below. And you know what? It expanded my curiosity to get more specific. I started asking directors and VR artists how they made animation like that, like straight to their face. And that expanded my curiosity to get more specific. I started asking directors and VR artists how they made animation like that. Sooner or later, many artists reach out back to me. And one director who I emailed tons of questions even asked me to understudy and work with her in that project. I'm still even at awe at Nick Ladd's work because Namu made me question. So this is how technology is at right now. And I'm challenged and trained to make animation like those and be confident to show those work. And you know what? I'm a type of person that's not forward. I'm quite shy at first. But in View Conference, wherein there's millions of panels, workshops, or portfolio meetings with recruiters to join, you also couldn't hide your interest. The best part of the event is that the artists and directors you meet in View Conference gets to really answer and entertain your questions. What they couldn't entertain, especially Studio Syro, they couldn't entertain my autograph. That's the only sad thing about online. Like, I need a selfie and artist signatures, okay? I hope I'll really get to go to Italy for one day just to join View Conference as well. So I came across the latest skills, technology, and hype of where animation is at present and where it's going in the future. And I will tell you to Maria Elena, the View Conference CEO, I really thank her. Reaching out to her, and she gave me access to View Conference. Like, she's really the cherry on top, you guys. She's really kind and really wants to show to people more film and animation. Like, thank you so much, Maria Elena, for letting me be part of your world. If it wasn't for conferences like this, I wouldn't have known that animation is taken seriously, blooming, and I could make a living telling my culture story. My favorite discussion from this year was the future of animation, wherein they wanted to share more inside scoops for anime and animation isn't only for kids, and that there will be more anime and animation people desiring that it'll be taken seriously in a separate field in the Oscars, hopefully film festivals and award shows. There were talks hoping animation could win the best actress or even the best horror film, or the best director goes to an animation film. Artists all over the world can feel it is their birthright to show not only how they can place food in the table, but realize kids are now even more mature than we think. They will embrace differences and respect variety, imperfection, and still laugh at failures. That's life, and that will get back up. All those things were in I felt I needed to make money, I needed to be competent and excel everything. Part of me, when I attend the conference, I'm just surprised that the animation industry, most of the time, the artists and recruiters are very kind people. And they always tell me, I'm not alone. I am here with you. It's a very supportive community. We cheer each other on, and I have more artist friends too, ever since I got to attend conferences like this. I remember Shannon Tindall, writer, director, and executive producer for Netflix Animation. He's very funny talking about math on stage, and hope he doesn't get fired someday. But he also shared his light with Robin Koff, the director of The Lion King and Paws of Fury. The panel was mind-blowing, okay? But Tigers, you could watch the conference yourself. It's available online. And for years to come, save the date for future View Conference. You don't want to miss it. And the link to View Conference is in the show notes below. You get to see Domi Shi, director of Pixar's Turning Red, Joel Crawford, director of DreamWorks Animation Puss in Boots, Pierre Perifil, director of DreamWorks Animation The Bad Guys, Peggy Holmes, director for Skydance Animation for Locke. The list goes on. And recruiters checking your art portfolio are also there. So coming from a land of nurses, lawyers, and doctors, the idea this event sparked my artist career, I'm sure it's going to spark your career as well. And inspiring to tell animation movies about my conceited comedian dad and my dirty old grandpa. They know this though. They embrace their mischievousness. And I have an interesting family, and it's a web of culture that I could tell every studio and share every opportunity to all young and upcoming artists. Also those that want to go back to arts. You don't need to impress and stick to Hollywood's theme, but it really starts from your belief, expanding your knowledge and creating works, because no one's going to do the same things you do. One day, Tiger, you're gonna share your inner voice, and your roar may appear out loud in View Conference someday. So I'm very proud of Maria Elena, the CEO of View Conference, and Dan Sarto from Animation World Network. They're very authentic and kind people. So congrats you guys from branching View Conference to artists like me. Wishing more success and happiness to come. The links to watch, save, and check View Conference are in the show notes below. And reminding you, it's about living your best life. You are important, Tiger, so stay creative and awesome. I'm Scuds, and thank you for spending oddly your time with me. This is the So What with Scuds show, and Amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger, Amping!